USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump visited areas of Texas and Louisiana hit hard by Hurricane Laura. At the Emergency Operations Center in Orange, Texas, the president held a round table with local officials.
We've worked with the private sector to restore power to remaining 200,000 residents, and they think the power is going to be restored almost in very good order.
Pretty quick.
I believe so.
He said water and meals are being delivered to the region. He also signed a major disaster declaration. Earlier, he toured storm damage in Louisiana. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden gave a virtual address to the National Guard.
I promise you, as president, I'll never put you in the middle of politics or personal vendettas. I'll never use the military as a prop or as a private militia to violate rights of fellow citizens.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
President Trump is back on the campaign trail, and USA's Kenneth Burns has details.
The president hit the road less than a day after accepting the Republican nomination. As he was giving his acceptance speech as part of the RNC on the White House South Lawn, protesters took to the street. The president criticized protesters during the rally at an airport in Londonderry, New Hampshire.
They're not protesters. Those are anarchists. They're agitators. They're rioters. They're looters.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
U.S. Marshals say they found 39 missing children in Atlanta and Macon, Georgia. Investigators cleared 26 arrest warrants, including warrants for 9 people arrested, and filed additional charges for alleged crimes related to sex trafficking, parental kidnapping, registered sex offender violations, drugs and weapon possessions, and custodial interference. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Guinness Book of World Records has found the oldest couple in the world, and USA's John Hunt has the story.
Julio Mora slipped away from his parents to secretly marry Waldrima Quinteros on February 7, 1941. Both of their families disapproved, but 79 years later, they're still together. He's now 110 years of age, and she's now 104, both lucid and both in great health, though their relatives say they're a little depressed because they miss their big family get-togethers due to the pandemic. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, there are longer marriages, but none at the moment between people as old as they are, just short of a combined 215 years. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Recovery efforts will take months in the aftermath of the deadly Hurricane Laura. USA's John Clemens reports.
In communities like Lake Charles, Louisiana, winds are being clocked at 132 miles an hour. An estimated 500,000 people along the Texas-Louisiana border are without power. I spoke to Stacy Lamb of the Convoy of Hope, now in Lake Charles.
As we come into a town, the basic needs when there's no power, there's no water, there's no infrastructure, there's no stores open to buy anything, people need food and water, and that's what Convoy of Hope brings early on.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.